In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Welcome again to Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. And with me again in the studio are Richard and Eileen Hill, ministering to folks in St. Vincent Island. And we're glad to have you guys back this morning.
Thank you.
Continuing our questions is sometimes a difficult question about a missionary and his support or their support while they're on the field. So the question is, what counsel would you like to give to a church that may be considering dropping a missionary support while he's on the field? Now, part of that consideration is that because the missionary is not doing his job, or is that because the church offerings are just really down and they feel like they can't afford to continue all the missionaries that they're supporting? So it's kind of a multifaceted answer, isn't it?
Right.
What thoughts come to your mind?
There may be a number of reasons for doing this. You know, especially these days, people talk so much about the economy and the fact that some churches are not able to collect as much as they used to, so they may have to drop certain missionaries. But there are other reasons. You know, sometimes missionaries dropped because maybe the church is not getting the number of correspondence that they're looking for.
I see. Okay.
You know, so sometimes they may want 4 letters per year, and the missionary may not do that.
Okay.
All right. That is also one of the reasons. But I believe that one of the things that they that should be considered in dropping a missionary support, if there is any question about what they're doing, is take a trip to see what is going on down there.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
You know, there are various types of things that happen on the ministry. Some churches pick up very quickly and they grow. Others, there are some missionaries who are faithfully serving the Lord, but for some reason there don't seem to be sufficient growth as they would like to see within the ministry. And sometimes they get dropped because they just cannot write the 4 letters because they would be saying the same thing over and over.
Okay.
Again, so I think some of those things should be taken into consideration.
And a visit will answer everything, won't it?
Oh, yes. It could be a visit or try to bring them to sit and talk with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes as a missionary, you depend upon that support maybe to pay a specific bill.
Oh, for sure.
And that cuts out and you're in trouble.
Exactly.
You know, so I think those things need to be taken into consideration.
Sure. Elaine, any other thoughts?
I'd like to add, this is the age of technology.
Mm-hmm.
So, a call, give them a call.
Or Skype.
Yeah, or Skype.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, keep in touch with them because sometimes a missionary can be very discouraged.
Oh, sure.
Because of different things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so down that they do not even want to write a letter. So, just giving them that call or Skype or and find out what is happening because that will give you a better idea of what is going on and so that you don't drop them and add greater discouragement to what is already existing.
And it could be that the problem is a medical problem.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't necessarily get really open about our medical issues. You know, I don't know if that's more true for women than it is for men. Men don't go to the doctor very much, you know, because we're afraid of what they're going to tell us.
Right.
Lose weight, you know, or whatever they tell
us. Change your diet.
But if you're a lady, many times you're kind of private about your own medical issues, which may be affecting the ministry, but you don't necessarily want to put that into a missionary letter.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas a Skype phone call, you can pretty well do that anywhere in the world.
Right.
And somebody put it this way, what you're not up on, you're down on.
Right.
True.
And so consequently, if missions committees or missions pastors or senior pastors are not up on what's going on that field, it's very easy for them to get down on the lack of success or I don't see anything happening or that kind of a thing. And so consequently, communication, especially with the senior pastor or the missions pastor, if they have one, is very important. Just to kind of keep them posted. We're really having a tough time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And in my mind, most missionaries can't work a job.
Right.
Because it's against the law.
Right.
You know, and so consequently, if churches drop their support while they're on the field, they may have to immediately come home, whether their church is in good shape or not, or in the middle of a Bible college year and they're teaching or something. If they can't afford it, they've got to come home, you know.
Right.
And so I think it's important for a church to have a philosophy that we never drop a missionary support, unless it's a immorality.
Right. A doctrinal error.
Yeah, doctrinal or financial. Mm-hmm. You're scounding a bunch of money, you know, that kind of thing. But if it's none of those things, then I think it's important just to continue the support until they come home on furlough.
Right.
Then at that point, they can raise more support because they're here in the States.
Right.
But as long as they're on the field, it's always been my philosophy. The missionary gets supported first. The church bills then get paid. And then the staff gets paid. And then the senior pastor gets paid.
Okay.
You know. And that helps senior pastors not go out and just blow the money.
Right.
Because if they're the last ones to get paid, maybe we don't need that, you know. Because it may affect me getting paid myself.
Right.
You know. So thank you for your thoughts in that area. There are times that missions committee members are confronted with the issue of support, and it never occurs to them for somebody to go to the field.
Right.
Never occurs to them. And so somebody in that ministry being actively involved in the welfare of that missionary family is so vitally important. So vitally important. That's why when I was a senior pastor, my wife and I would make at least one mission field visit a year, often two mission field visits a year. It was so sad because often the missionaries would say, wow, I've never had any pastor visit.
That's sad.
It's sad. It really is. If what I've said from our pulpit is true, that our missionaries are just like our staff, can you imagine a staff member never hearing from his senior pastor? You know, that's not going to work.
No way.
No.
And the same thing is true concerning, you know, missionaries on the field. I guess the next question is, how have you been encouraged on the field by something that maybe one of your supporting churches did for you or for your children? Any illustrations of supporting churches just... I'm thinking of the folks who are listening to our broadcast this morning who are thinking, we'd like to be a blessing to our missionaries or maybe their kids. We just don't know what to do. What kind of thoughts come to your mind?
I remember one year our son was diagnosed with rheumatic fever, and Richard was really busy with church and all the other activities. And Tri-City Baptist Church, where Ken Keltner was a youth pastor.
Right.
Sent a lady to spend a week with us.
Huh.
Because Ricky was hospitalized.
Right.
And my daughter was in school, and it was really hard.
Oh, yeah.
And they sent a lady to spend a week with us. And to me, that was the greatest blessing.
Wow.
I was truly encouraged by that move.
Now, did that lady go to the hospital to be with your child, or...
Alternated. Sometimes I would go, sometimes she would go. She helped me with the housework. And
okay.
It was a tremendous blessing.
You know, that's something that probably very few churches would even think about.
We were so blessed.
Oh, that's the truth. And how old was your son?
He was seven.
Seven, okay. Yes. Because when health issues come to our children, whew, man, that just wipes us out.
Yeah.
You know, we don't sleep well. And obviously, if we don't sleep well, we aren't well.
Right.
You know, and this happened just around the time that we were build in the Community Baptist Church.
Oh.
Right around that time. So I was busy carrying people to work and from work, sometimes all 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And so it was very difficult.
Yeah, you couldn't stay home.
No.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we were so grateful for this. And another area, too, is having the pastor of the church call every now and then to see how we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a blessing. You know, at least they know, we know that they are thinking of us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they are concerned about what is going on in our lives, you know, and the time spent, you know, just having a word of prayer with us.
Yeah.
Those have been great blessings.
Now, do you have a U.S.-based phone number?
No.
Okay.
We use a WhatsApp.
WhatsApp? Does that cost
money? No, it's free.
WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you can make phone calls back to the States.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Free. Awesome.
Free.
Bring on that word free.
Yeah.
Another area is just sending the teams over in summer to help with vacation Bible school.
Okay.
Because we have been in churches where we have had up to close to 300 in vacation Bible school. And having the teams come to assist us.
Oh, yeah.
That was a tremendous blessing to us.
Yeah.
Because they're able to reach, attract certain people that we would not have been able to attract.
Oh, exactly.
And
right.
They have led a lot of children to Jesus, and that has helped us.
And they speak English.
They speak English.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's a very important key for youth groups.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be able to go somewhere where every one of them doesn't need a translator by their elbow.
It is profitable not only for us, but also for the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen a number of young people surrender their lives to the ministry on the mission field.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. So as much as they blessed us, they're blessing to us, we are also blessing to them.
Yeah. In fact, our Hispanic pastor that's on staff was a teenager in Dominican Republic, and our church sent a team to the DR for a week or two of ministry and just became acquainted with Joaquin and did that for a couple of summers. And then pretty soon he went to Northland Baptist Bible College in northern Wisconsin because of the contact with our teams, and now is on staff with us.
Amen.
And so little do you know how the Lord's going to be working, but here was a teenage boy that just needed some direction, needed some friendship, and I think it was probably Pastor Ken that led that team. It's such a blessing having a senior pastor that has had so many experiences, youth pastor, and he and his wife had been involved in music and travel for a college, recruiting students, and now our senior pastor. And the Lord's just blessed us in an amazing way with such a godly man. Well, folks, we have run out of time. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We've been talking to Richard and Elaine Hill, missionaries to St. Vincent, and I trust that the ideas and thoughts have been a blessing to you and to your church as you share them with your folks. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.